Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
If you guys are interested in being a creator of any kind on social media, you have to check out Creator Source. This is really a genius, genius company that I really wish existed when I first started all of this, or even just a few years ago. So I feel like a lot of creators or people on the internet, you know, you can make great content, but if you don't have any connections to the space, sometimes it's hard to know how to price yourself or how to like reach out to brands. And it's just hard to know where to begin. So the Creator Source platform provides all the tools and strategies that creators need to price themselves and negotiate brand deals with confidence. They have a bunch of tools on the platform. They have something called My Game Plan. It builds you a custom plan for signing brand deals. Social Audit, which makes you irresistible to brands with an optimized profile. Media Kit makes brands fall in love with you. The Rate Calculator helps you price yourself for any brand deal stress-free. And I do feel like that is one of the hardest parts of starting this job, is just simply knowing where to begin, or not pricing yourself like way over or way under. And you're just, you know, it's hard to know.
And if you don't have the right pricing, sometimes you can lose a brand deal if they're like, okay, no, I'm not going with you because that was way too much and I'm not even going to negotiate with you. So It is very important to know. They also have a contact database and templates to tell you who to email and what to say to sign deals with brands that you love. And they also have top weekly campaigns. They're highlights for low-hanging fruit campaigns that you can apply to in just minutes. And even the smaller campaigns add up. So most creators are full-time professionals, full-time parents, or both. So Creator Source is designed to be easy to use and to help you grow at your own pace. Most Creator Source users sign brand deals within just weeks on the platform. This is a really good investment in yourself, especially if you're wanting to get into this. But also maybe you've gone viral recently, or you've had some videos that have blown up and you're like, wait, how can I monetize on this? This is for you. So Creator Source offers a free 7-day trial, so it's risk-free to check it out for yourself and make sure it works for you. And exclusively for What We Said listeners, they're offering a 30% discount, so it's only $49 a month after the trial. Visit getcreatorsource.com and use the code WhatWeSaid30 to sign up today. That's getcreatorsource.com and use the code WhatWeSaid30. Go check it out. Welcome back to the What We Said podcast, you guys. Happy Friday. And we're just going to jump right into it. We're going to talk at this speed. Would you guys like that?
That sounded normal to me.
Really?
Honestly.
It sounds like the 0.5. I wonder how many people listen on that.
I feel like you wouldn't be able to understand us at 2x.
No.
I wonder if people think that we talk fast, if that's the consensus.
Yeah, sometimes I do. Sometimes I try to slow down. I thought that's what people like to hear, slow down. But
Chelsea and I have been talking for 2.5 hours before recording the podcast, and we literally had to just push record.
Yeah,
because we were just going to continue to talk off the podcast for another hour. And this is our lesson: whenever we're apart from each other, because we've been apart for, well, it was only a weekend, but
yeah,
We need to literally allow 2 hours of talking time and then, you know, a few hours of podcasting.
I know. Well, we really haven't talked. I feel like most of the time we'll text here and there or call here and there. But we haven't talked at all, really.
No.
It's both of us were traveling. So that's how it was the last couple weeks. We've just both been busy gals. We got a lot to catch up on.
Mm-hmm.
I literally had to say, I have to shut up. I have another point on that exact point and I will probably forget it. But I just have to stop talking and we have to record this because
it's getting late.
It will literally be 11 p.m. when we start.
I know. We were both traveling this weekend. Chelsea was in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Santa Barbara. How was Utah?
It was good. My allergies could not have been worse. Honestly, they were so bad. My eyes were so itchy the whole time. My nose is raw from like itching my nose. And when I got home, you know, when you go from a dry place to kind of a more humid place, it just starts to drain. Like all of your, I had a sinus pressure headache on the plane. And then when I got home, it was so bad. And then this morning I woke up with a sore throat because it was all draining down my throat last night. But it was really fun.
Geez.
It was good to see. It was just Nick's like immediate family. So it was good to see everybody. All the kiddos played together. Case is just literally, as a case update, he's just at the cutest, most fun age. But he's actually crazy now. Like he's getting to be.
Busy.
He's 18 months now. Like literally turned 18 months yesterday. And so he's just chatting. He wants to run around. He wants to play pretend. He wants to just move. That boy wants to move. And it's so cute. Like everything, even when he's quote unquote like being crazy on the plane, for example.
We were just
laughing because he's just funny. Like he just, even if it's bad, like quote unquote bad behavior of like, when you see a little kid and you're like, oh, they're being bad. It's not being bad. It's just being a kid, but just being wriggly. I don't even see him as being bad. I'm just like, you just are being a toddler and somehow I'm going to have to wrangle you in for other people's convenience, but also not be like, you're being bad for just wanting to move. I don't know.
He's at peak, like cute, like chubby. Yeah. Just like the feet, the hands, the face. It's all like a cherub.
Yeah. And he could talk too. So he's talking and he's so cute that it's like he's on the plane and he goes, window, window, like wants to look out the window. And then he's like, shh. And I'm like, you're so freaking cute. How do I ever say no to you?
Do you have to, or do you have activities for him to do on the plane, or is he not at that age where he can like do that?
We'll bring a stuffed animal. And yesterday we were just like talking to him. He has this monkey he calls mummy, but it's like a monkey. Jelly cat. If you know, you know. They're like the softest ones. I think you felt one at my house. They're
I
like
do know.
So
I know the type. I was thinking lately, I'm literally going to get a stuffed animal to sleep with.
You should.
Like, I've been sleeping with my like super soft blanket, like a Barefoot Dreams blanket on top of my comforter
Same.
Lately.
I always do that.
And I'll put it like kind of on my face. I'm like, I am peak comforted right now. Like I need a literal stuffed animal to cuddle with.
Yes. I do.
I have
same
one
thing.
Called Lady, but she growls at me. So she only sleeps with Leif. And that's actually a good thing because she wakes me up if she's near me. But
yeah,
I need a jelly cat.
That's so funny. You should. I get them for myself, honestly. We'll be at the store. I'm like, oh, a new jelly cat. And I'll show Case and he'll like it for a second. And I'm like, we're getting this for me. Like I want to collect these. They're so cute. Yeah, we were just talking to him as the monkey. Like he thought it was so funny if the monkey opened up the tray table and then closed the tray table. And like he loves comedic timing, which is so, this is what he gets from me, okay? He may look exactly like his dad, but this boy is like a ham. Like he likes to make people laugh and he'll do things. And if the whole room laughs at him, you can just see the light in his eyes. Like he gets that from me, okay? And I would like turn the monkey's head slowly to like look at him and he would start dying laughing. It was just so cute.
Aww.
Anyways, it was fun. Good weekend.
Nice.
How was your staycation? Well, I guess it's not really staycation because it's kind of far.
It was kind of a staycation. It was really fun. It was super nice. Beautiful weather. Really relaxing. We, guess what?
What?
If you'll recall.
You went to Summerland?
No, but I did drive past it and it was dreamy. That's where I went for my birthday a few years ago. Leif and I were neighborhood heroes this weekend.
What?
Remember when we saved that kitten? Like, months ago.
Saved that kitten.
Remember the kitten
the hanging
was like
kitten.
Hanging
yeah.
from its little, like literally yes. a noose. But, well, I mean, it was from its leash and collar and it was, and we like ran over. This time, we helped save Maggie, the dog. Okay. I'm not kidding.
You're joking.
No, this is actually kind of crazy. I mean, okay. It was just right timing. So we went on this hike, which was very treacherous, but very beautiful in Santa Barbara. We like looked up trails. Do you have the app All Trails?
Mm-mm.
I love it. Anyway, you just look up like trails near you and it will tell you like super in depth all about them, like the rating of them, photos, whatever. Anyway, so we used that and we went on this trail. And at one point you're just like on the cliffside, like you're walking with like a cliff view. And Leif and I are both agreeing. We're like, this is pretty, actually kind of sketchy. Like you definitely want to be over a little bit. Oh, otherwise, no. You are literally like, you're on a cliff. And we're just like looking down. We're like, that's crazy how high we are and stuff. Like if you fall off, you're done. 100% you're done.
Oh, that's
so spooky. We're walking. But there's some areas where it's like a cliff, but it has like a little ledge, you know, and then there, whatever. So we're walking and the girl in front of us, probably like 50 feet, 100 feet in front of us, she just starts like kind of screaming. She's like, Maggie, no, like super scared. Like her voice sounds really scared. And we're like, oh my gosh, please don't tell me that's like a kid or something. And so we kind of are walking and we're like trying to see.
Wait, behind you or in front of you?
In front of us.
Oh.
And it's just us on the trail. Like there was no one else really around. And I'm like, I think it's her dog. Like as we were getting closer, I'm like, I think her dog is like, anyway. So as we approach closer, and we were probably 100 feet because it took us a while to like get over there. But as we go over there, we see that her golden retriever had like seen something and had like gone down a little bit, but it was a ledge. So it wasn't like,
my gosh, just give me so much anxiety.
I know. It wasn't like she was literally going to fall off, but it was like, it was scary. It was sketchy where she was, where the dog was. And you could just tell the girl was freaked out and she kept calling her name. She's like, Maggie, come here. And so we came up to her. We're like, is there anything we could do to help? And we kind of approached them. She's like, I don't know if she'd be dumb enough to like take a few more steps and literally like fall off this cliff. And
I'm gonna bawl my eyes out.
So we're like, no, I literally was tearing up after the interaction. So we walk closer to the cliff and we see the dog and she like looks up at us and she gets excited that there's new people. And we're like, Maggie. And she like comes running because she was excited that we were like new.
Yeah.
And so she came running up to the safe spot and we like grabbed her and she put her on the leash and she was like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. Like I literally was like tearing up after her because yes, she was so relieved. And I was saying, if that was Lady, I cannot even fathom how scared I'd be genuinely that your dog is going to fall off a cliff and die. And then these like people come up at the perfect time and it just, your dog likes people, yeah. So they run. I was like, I am so happy we were like there at that time. It just took a few. The dog just likes people. I'm not saying we're special, but it was perfect timing.
Yeah, yeah.
And oh my gosh, I was just freaked out. So we did save Maggie.
Oh, Maggie. That was Nick's childhood dog name.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a golden retriever?
No.
Oh, it was reincarnated. Mutt, please.
Oh, that's literally of my nightmares. I've literally had nightmares like that. I've told you. Like I constantly have dreams of Sophie appearing in my dream. It'll be not about Sophie, and I'll be having a dream where I'm somewhere else, and Sophie will appear in my dream, and I have to, and she's not on a leash, and I'm like so scared she's gonna run off the cliff or something like that, and it's literally so scary.
I forgot you had that.
Yeah.
That's reoccurring. I'm like, right, you had that old thing.
Yeah. That's so sad. I would be freaking out. There was one time I've told the story on the podcast how Sophie got off her leash. She like freaked out about something and scooted out of her harness, like backed out of it, and like it pulled over her head and she started running into the street. And that scare of like, oh my gosh, I can't control her. I don't know what to do. Like I'm trying to get her to come back, but she's now like just free and scared and everything. And there was one guy in his car who kind of did what you did, like stopped because she was running across the street and I was literally running after her, like screaming, trying to act like calm, but like freaking out. And this guy got out of his car and was like, what's her name? Like trying to help me get her back in there. It didn't really work, but he
helped.
Yeah, he helped a little bit.
It's nice to just know that people are like,
they love
they
dogs.
Care. And yeah, I know. It was so, it was so scary seeing her down there. She like saw something, I think, move and like she wanted to eat something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Anything. She just kind of went
after
down.
Something.
Yeah, chased after. I was like, oh my gosh, that freaked me out.
Yeah, that is scary.
But anyway, it was a great, great weekend. I'm in my adventurous era. I ate some oysters. I ate some sea urchin.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
So, yeah. That's where I'm at. Also, you know what other phase I'm in is
what?
My learning. My hot girl learning. Yeah,
I
saw
that. I screenshotted your thing because I've never heard of those podcasts that you posted about on your Instagram story.
No, I was thinking about how when we did that panel in Austin, Kenzie Elizabeth was saying how she's like, you got to listen to podcasts that are nothing like, or just watch people's content who are doing nothing like you. Like mm-hmm. they're not, you know, it's not two girls covering pop culture or something, whatever. And not that we even do that, but you know what yeah. I'm saying? Like, and I was thinking about that because as I was driving, we're driving to Santa Barbara. I wanted to put on a podcast that like both Leif and I would be into. And I just had the desire of like, I want a learning one, something that we can like talk about, not just like a funny, you know, lighthearted one. So yeah, we listened to one all about scallops,
screaming.
Which was random. It's kind of Leif's choice, but also I was into it. And yeah, we just learned all these facts and we were like talking about them throughout the day. We're like, that's so crazy. Like,
yeah,
scallops are simultaneously male and female.
Excuse me?
Yeah. It's just like there's all these interesting facts. And I literally, that propelled me. I'm like, I want to just like learn more and listen to more podcasts that have nothing to do with, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just the sphere we're in. Just kind of random learning stuff about different topics.
Yeah. It makes you feel smarter, honestly, to know random facts about things.
Well, and we were saying it's fun conversation or things to know when you're literally at dinner with someone.
Yeah.
And then someone orders scallops and you're like, oh, did you know that they're actually, you know what I mean? It's like good to know little facts. It's kind of fun.
Definitely.
So I'll keep you updated on my journey of what my favorite ones, my favorite learning podcasts are. I posted on my story of your guys' recommendations that some people sent in, but I'll keep you updated.
Nice.
Anywho.
I've never tried oysters. Or sea
really?
Urchin. No.
Well, the sea urchin's going to be a no for me.
Really?
But I think you'd like oysters.
Yeah.
Super good.
That's a shellfish, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Nick's allergic.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why.
Well, I have had an oyster before. And I didn't like it. Like, I was like, oh, I'll probably never eat that again. But I don't know if it was like the sauce, not sauce, but the little like topping that they had at these two places I went. But like, I tried it at two different places. And I loved both of them. So I'm like, okay, I guess I like oysters.
Yeah. Love that for you. Love your adventurous era.
Thank you.
Adventuring
out. So that's where I'm at.
You guys, we have a very exciting new sponsor on this show. And I couldn't be more excited to tell you about it because maybe you already have heard about it, especially from some of our stories. But we are talking about Hinge, the dating app. Okay, yes, the one, the only Hinge dating app. Hinge is the dating app that's designed to be deleted because Hinge is the intentional dating app that actually works. So Hinge is different. You can easily build a unique profile using their feature called Hinge Prompts. So these prompts help you showcase your personality to share your interests, humor, and dating intentions. You guys, we're so excited to talk about Hinge and have you get on and try and give love a chance.
Your potential matches can then respond to your prompts, skipping the small talk and starting more meaningful connections. Whenever we are at our live shows, we will ask you guys, what is your favorite dating app? Because a lot of our stories obviously revolve around dating. And collectively, the number one answer has always been Hinge. Mm-hmm. At every show we've asked, Hinge is supposedly the move, okay?
And we also ask for Hinge success stories. And there's always a couple couples in the audience who are there at the show. And they're like, we met on Hinge and now we're in love.
Yep. So if that doesn't give you hope, I don't know what will. So there are different prompts. Like we mentioned, there's like about me. So you can say like the way to win me over is, you know, doing this, or here's my simple pleasure in life. There's like date vibes. That's one of the prompts. So you can tell them what the best way to ask you out is or what you would like to do on a first date. I feel like that's good to set the intentions right at the beginning. Mine would be don't take me on a hike.
Yeah, 100%.
Or any sort of exercise.
First date has to be maximum an hour. Maximum.
Yes, absolutely. So if you are looking for a meaningful relationship, download Hinge today. Meet someone great and then delete Hinge when it feels just right. Go check it out.
You guys, summer is pretty much here, okay? And it might just be the best one yet, thanks to Summer of Dash Pass from DoorDash. With a Dash Pass membership, you can save big now through July 19th on swimsuits, beach snacks, sunscreen, and more. DoorDash is here for you guys, okay? As we know, you can get food on there when we're not feeling like we're in our cooking era for that evening. But also, you can get whatever your little heart desires, okay? With Summer of Dash Pass, you'll enjoy $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on all eligible orders, making it easier and more affordable than ever to stock up on all your favorite summertime essentials.
But that is not all. You'll also get access to thousands of offers nationwide, ensuring that this summer is one to remember. So kick back, relax, and let Dash Pass help you experience the best of your neighborhood for less. This is so nice if you are like having a little get together, you're having a barbecue or something, and you just like forget one item and you're like, we can use Dash Pass and use DoorDash to get this item. Summer of Dash Pass is a once a year event you don't want to miss thanks to the chance to get special access to members only events, whether you're into sports, music, or just great snacks. Get ready to lower your costs and raise the bar this summer with limited edition drops and exclusive items to level up all season long. Experience a summer like no other with a Dash Pass membership from DoorDash today. So sign up for Dash Pass now and you'll get your first month free. Plus, when you use our promo code, you get 50% off up to a $10 value when you spend $15 or more on your next Dash Pass order when you download the DoorDash app and enter code WHATWESAID. That is 50% off when you spend $15 or more on your next Dash Pass order when you download the DoorDash app and enter code WHATWESAID. Don't forget, code WHATWESAID for 50% off your next order. Subject to change, terms apply.
Today's an advice episode because it's a Friday episode, our last Friday of the month. If you're new to the podcast, once a month we do an advice column, and that is what we're doing today. First question. Do you think physical attraction can grow? I've been talking to a great guy, but I'm not getting the, oh my gosh, I want to kiss you vibes at all. Is it wrong to want to feel fluttery and excited about someone, or is that a sign that I'm not really into it and trying to force it, or is it something that I should try to get myself to see if it'll grow?
Okay, here's my first reaction.
No.
Is, no to me.
No.
Is, I don't even know how to explain this. The fluttery, excited, want to kiss them should be there. If your first reaction is like, I'm surprised I'm attracted, or like, this is not conventionally who I would go for, that maybe could just change and grow because you have that, like, but some force is pulling us. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I know so many people who are like, oh, I never dated guys who had blonde hair. And now I'm like, I love this guy. And I never thought I was going to be attracted to him, but here I am. Or like, same thing with tall and short guys. Like, oh, I always said I need to marry a tall guy. But then I met this guy who was short. And literally, I was like, wait, we have such good chemistry. But I'm shocked that I like went for this because I usually mm-hmm. don't. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if the butterflies aren't there and if you don't want to kiss them, that is a problem.
Well, because she said I guess she just said, I've been talking to a great guy, but I'm not getting the I want to kiss you vibes. I feel like that's got to be there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's got to be there. And maybe not like the first, but honestly, kind of even the first date.
Yeah.
Kind of just has to.
Yeah. And sometimes
I guess it can grow.
But. I've heard of, you know, there's always the rules and exceptions to everything. I know this woman who was dating this guy. I think I maybe have told this before, but she was like, I don't know, like, if we're romantic, and then they kissed. And then from then, she was like, okay, when we kissed, I felt something. And from then on. So mm-hmm. maybe you got to kiss and find out mm-hmm. first. But I do feel like, you know, I'm thinking if he's like super nerdy or something and he's not your type, but you're like, but for some reason, I want him to like hold me and I want to be close to him. I could see like that. But if you're just like, I don't even want him to touch me, but we have good conversations, like,
yeah,
that's a friend zone.
Exactly. Because I was going to say, you don't necessarily need to meet them and be like, I want to rip your clothes off. Like, you're the hottest person I've ever seen. But it's like, I don't know, that chemistry.
Yeah.
There's something about that chemistry that has to be there.
Yeah.
And I do feel like it's kind of like an immediate thing.
Yeah. If you, maybe if it's not, okay, I want to kiss you and I want to, you know, have sex with you. But if you're like, I want to be close to you, like,
yeah.
I'm drawn to you. I really want to spend time with you. And I find myself like scooting closer
yeah,
to you.
Yeah, that's something for mm-hmm. sure.
Because there could be different things with that. Like, you could have trauma with like sexual things mm-hmm. or with even with kissing that could like scare you. So that could be blocking you. But there's got to be a force or something.
Something drawing you to yeah. them for sure.
I think.
I do think maybe, yeah, maybe just need to kiss and find out.
Mm-hmm.
You'll know after that, certainly.
Oh, 100%.
You will certainly know after that.
Yeah. My boyfriend's brother-in-law. So his sister's husband.
My boyfriend's brother-in-law. Okay. Yep.
So your boyfriend's sister has a husband. That's what we're talking about.
Okay.
Tried to kiss me one night when we were drunk.
I
stopped him before anything could happen. I don't know if I should tell her or confront him. I don't want to rock the boat in their marriage or complicate my relationship with my boyfriend, especially because it's not my family. But now I don't know if he's actively cheating on his wife. If he tried to kiss me, who knows what else he could be doing? I did tell my boyfriend, but unsure if I should tell anyone else. You need to confront him and then say, if you don't tell her, I will. Because I can't continue. I was kind of thinking
not.
Really? Don't tell at all? That's so...
I don't know.
For her sake, can you imagine like your... Okay, future sister-in-law, maybe because they're boyfriend, girlfriend. Your husband tried to kiss her and she knew and she just never told you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I was just thinking maybe because he was drunk, not a pass, but it's like, oh, maybe he was just being
stupid,
crazy and stupid. But it's like
if you're trying to kiss me drunk, who else are you kissing or doing worse with otherwise?
True.
Like you went after me? Yeah. I'm the most problematic person you could go for.
Yeah, like
who's connected. To say you're at a work thing with people and you guys have a couple drinks and it's like, what's to stop you from kissing
your
coworker?
That's true. When you put it in the perspective of like, if it happened to me, I'm yeah, I would want someone to tell me for sure. But I agree.
That's scary though.
Talk to him. Be like, you tried to kiss me and like, I find that very much a problem. And
yeah.
If you don't tell your girlfriend then. Wait, is it the girlfriend or wife? Oh, you don't tell the wife, then yeah I will.
Because they could work that out. She could be like, oh gosh, she just needs to know.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they don't like break up or something, she just needs to know.
Because it does put you in a sticky position though, because they could turn on you. You know when people do that?
Yep.
They're like, they make you the bad guy. It's like, cool, I was just trying to do the right thing. And then they like, just hate you.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's a sticky one.
That is a sticky one. Well, let us know how it goes.
I think it's whatever your gut is telling you, like your moral compass, whatever direction that's leading you. I think you should follow that for sure. Okay. Hi, ladies. My husband and I recently moved and we are hating it.
Awesome.
So alone, having such a hard time making friends, just not vibing with this town. We want to move to OC or just SoCal in general. I'm from California and we always planned on going back eventually. But is that dumb? Like, do we need to give it more time here even though it's clearly not our home? I'm just embarrassed that this move was a bomb, I guess. LOL. Please help me feel better or worse. We'll see. Love you, girls.
Don't be embarrassed.
No, don't be embarrassed at all.
Literally move as fast as you can. I'm serious.
Life is too short. Like, we make decisions, normalize changing your mind. You know, you have to experience things to know if you like them or not.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad or embarrassed for... It's not even necessarily the quote-unquote wrong decision. It's just like... You made a decision. You don't like it. With that information, do with that what you will. And I think 100% you should move if you can.
Definitely. Yeah, no.
I mean,
you know.
How long has she said we recently moved? I do think that it is good to give some places a little bit of time to like, you know, potentially find a community or something. But if you just like genuinely hate the area, I don't think there's anything wrong with picking up and literally moving immediately.
Yeah, I would say if you just moved there a couple weeks ago, maybe give it 4 months, maybe even 6 months. If you're really trying in 4 months, you're like, well, maybe we're starting to like it. After 6 months, for sure, if you don't like it, if you have no friends and you feel no community and you're miserable, move as fast as you possibly can.
I just feel like nothing in life needs to be permanent like that.
No.
Those decisions do not need to be permanent. Like, you learned your lesson, move on with it, and do something else, 100%. Yeah.
Change it up.
Mm-hmm.
Any advice on how to get out of the roommate phase? We have a 7-month-old, and our lives just feel programmed at this point. We get into little stupid fights. I just feel like the affection isn't as strong. We both love each other, and we say so, but the connection isn't as strong. Okay, you have a 7-month-old. This is so hard because it's different for everybody, and every relationship is so different. And I think the worst thing you can do, because this is what I do sometimes, it's like I'll see people on social media who will say things about pregnancy or postpartum or something about their experience and be like, well, everyone said our relationship would be bad after a baby, but ours is better than ever. And if yours is getting bad, then that means that's not the person for you. And it's like, oh, that makes people who like maybe are having a hard time that you have no idea about, like maybe their baby is like struggling or maybe like they have a different situation than you. If they see that TikTok and they just like are, you know what I mean? They see it, they're like, oh, wow, like maybe he's not the one for me. Maybe this is, I don't know. Just,
you can't take what you see on social media. Like,
no, you can't. It's not a good time to be on social media, first of all. But also, I think some good advice for this is to not like, because I think Michelle Obama literally was saying this in an interview, how when you have kids, it can sometimes feel like you go from being like romantic lovers to now you're working on a project together. So you're like classmates because now you have this thing that you're working on together and you're now both trying to do it the way that you want to, but you're trying to also nurture your relationship with that person while working on it. It's just like a lot more. Give yourself grace, especially 7 months. Like you are still in the new phase of it. So just give yourself time and patience. And if you guys both know, like, okay, we love each other, we can't be, we're not going to be as, we don't have as much time to be just us together right now. And that's okay. But we will make as much effort as physically possible to try. Yeah. And don't have too many expectations.
This is a temporary.
Yeah.
I mean, your kid will be there forever, but I feel like every age and phase is probably so different.
Definitely. And sometimes if you, I feel like your relationship can really grow. I'll speak for myself. It's like our relationship only grew with pregnancy. Like we were like, oh my gosh, this relationship is growing so much. We were so just like excited about the future. And then we had like the baby and it's just magical. And I was just like, oh, seeing you as a dad, like I love you so much. But around that age, like when you've been doing it for a while now, after the newborn, whatever, and you're just in the thick of it, up until when he was like a year old, we started to be like, oh my gosh, like, hi, I haven't even like seen you today. Like, we've just been so back and forth. And then all of a sudden you start to feel like, oh, you're not really paying as much attention to me anymore. That kind of sucks. Now I'm feeling like not, my love tank isn't as full. This is hard. And now we both have so much to do. What, how are we supposed to balance this? And it feels like impossible, but just be patient with yourself and just like drop your expectations and try your best to like be there for each other, I guess. Does that even make any sense?
Slay.
Does that make sense?
It did. It made perfect sense to me.
Also, one last note is to romanticize this part of your relationship as a time where it's not like we're dating and we can go on all these fun, spontaneous dates, but romanticize the relationship as that, like more of a partnership and find like power in that where it's like, oh, we're working on something together. We're such a great team. It kind of shifts your perspective a little bit. And I feel like it doesn't make you feel as bad about it. Like, oh, wow, we don't get to go be these crazy spontaneous kids anymore. But it's a fun new phase.
Yeah. And it's like you'll probably, well, you will only get that one time with your first kid.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's like, don't wish it away.
100%.
Okay, sunscreen recommendations that go well with foundation. Every sunscreen that I've tried does not work with my foundation.
Oh.
I love this question because you came to the right place.
Yeah.
Because I'm a pale girly and I need that SPF. So the two sunscreens that I've been using on my face, the one that I use every day is 60 SPF and it's a drugstore sunscreen. It's the La Roche, I don't know how to say it, but like La Roche-Posay. It's a French brand, I believe. And it's at like drugstores. It's at CVS, whatever. It's like a white bottle with orange on it. I can link it. But that's the sunscreen that I use. And I specifically use it because it doesn't break me out. I'm just, I have like acne-prone skin. And so I use that one. But I also love Supergoop Glow Screen. And I think
I love
that's
the super good one.
And I think that that's a really good base for makeup too. It's super glowy. And I have that in the shade Golden Hour, which is the darker shade. So sometimes I'll kind of mix this 60 SPF one with that Golden Hour and I'll put it on and it's really good. So that works for me as far as like foundation. But it's really hard because everyone's skin is really different.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
It's kind of hard to give a blanket statement, but that's what's worked for me lately. But I know what you mean, where sometimes you'll put it on and it just like will not mix well, or it'll mm-hmm. be like cakey or white or flaky, and you're just like, this is not cute.
Yeah,
underneath makeup. True.
Yeah, I don't have a good answer for you either, honestly. I use the Supergoop one, or I use Summer Fridays. But the Summer Fridays one, I don't ever really mix with my foundation. I'll just put it on by just itself because it's kind of like shimmery. How do you maintain your friendships when you're in different life stages? All of my friends are married and having kids while I'm single. It feels like we're all drifting apart, and it feels like I'm behind and no longer a part of the friend group because my life is different from theirs. Well, we just talked all about this on this episode's coming out next Tuesday.
Just a few days.
But it is a loaded question. And unfortunately, you're right. You are drifting away. I'm just kidding.
No, the whole episode is literally about that.
Yeah.
In a few days. We brought on our besties and we talked all about that. But I do want to say that you're very valid in that feeling. Like, that is just a very valid thing to feel behind when you're in a different life stage than your friends. So I want to put that out there.
Yeah, but you should listen to the episode.
Yeah. We really talked a ton about it.
We had our two friends on, Rachel and Danny, and we just cried the whole episode about how amazing girls are. So, but we also talked about friendship, and it was really good.
I don't think we didn't really mention this in the episode. I do feel as though it is very important to have friends in your life stage.
Yes.
So if literally all your friends are married and having kids and you are the only single one, like, I really do believe it would be beneficial for you to find some single friends that you can go hang out and clown around with, because that's your stage of life and you should live it up and not be, you know, wishing it was something else. Like, it would be so much better to be also surrounded by people who are in the same phase as you.
Yeah.
Make you feel less lonely, for sure.
Definitely. I agree.
Okay. I have a hard time doing things if my husband does not want to. I can't eat healthy if he doesn't want to. Wake up early and have a productive morning. Nope, not if he doesn't. How do I motivate myself when the person I live with doesn't want to live the same lifestyle?
I'm sorry, you just have to do it without them.
You do, but this is so relatable. Like, I'm thinking about it. Like, my first reaction is be like, no excuses. And I'm like, literally me. Like, if Leif doesn't get up, I'm like, what are we, like, hello, we're waking up together. So I do understand the notion of this, but I do think 100% you just have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing changes if nothing changes, okay? You cannot expect, like, different results. Like, if you really want to work on eating healthy, you just simply cannot rely on someone else.
Yeah.
You have got to do your own thing.
And let me just say, it will stick more if you do it by yourself. Or, I mean, it's okay if he wants to do the exact same thing at the exact same time. But if you're just, like, making him do it, or, you know, he's like, oh, I'll do it with you, it actually will stick more if you just do it for yourself, by yourself, because you're not depending on anybody else's mood or, you know, their ups and downs. You're just solely doing it for you.
I agree.
And if you want them to do it, honestly,
lead by example.
Exactly. You know who's been asking me about meditation? Nikki. Because he's been seeing that I'm a nice person now. So he's like, whoa, please. I need some of that.
Please. I asked Leif today if he wanted to do a 5-minute meditation with me. He refused. I'm like, what? I was like, what's the harm? He's like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
I'm like, why?
No, you can't ask.
No, literally, my toxic trait. I'm like, Leif, why? It's good for you. What else are you going to be doing? He's like, JC, I just don't want to. And he, like, went to the bathroom. I'm like, I'm disgusted by the behavior.
You can't. That's what I was going to say.
No,
you cannot ask.
You cannot offer.
Or nudge. Actually, act the opposite. Be like, this is my thing. And they'll be like, wait, what?
So true.
My skincare. I literally act like I don't want Nick to use it. Like, stop using my face wash. Secretly, I'm like, your skin looks amazing. I'm so happy for you that you have the skincare routine.
So true. Start gatekeeping.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do. Reverse psychology.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if he wants to eat one of your treats, but, oh, no, this is my healthy stuff. Like,
yeah.
Sorry.
And just, like, talk about how good you feel.
Yeah, like, you're like, oh, I feel amazing. I feel so energized. Like, I've had such a productive morning. And yeah, just be like, if he... Please,
but you gotta do it for a while.
Ruins her life. He's like, I want to wake up early. She's like, no. It's what she's always wanted.
Stay asleep. But you have to do it for weeks, if not months. Don't expect it the next day. Like, weeks or months, and don't mention it. Just do it, you know, grind in silence. And they will literally notice and want to do it too.
Move in silence. That is so true. Unfortunately. You're so right. I shouldn't have brought up the meditation this morning. Ugh,
yeah, you just set yourself back a couple months.
I did. I totally did. Now he's not going to want to do it.
Ugh. Because the same goes for me. If Nick is doing something, he's trying to get me to go. No. It's like he should have never invited me to go golf. If he was like, I don't want you to come with me, but he's always asking me to come. And I'm like, ugh. If he would have been like, I don't want you to come, I would have been like, I will be on the next Uber ride over there and I will be in your cart. I will be your caddy.
It's so true. Why is it so true? Lace been like trying to convince me to camp and it's like pushing me further and further up the edge. I'm like, stop. I'm like, I don't want to go. Like, wait, that is just nothing worse. Nothing sounds worse to me than that.
Wait, I have to tell you the funniest update I meant to say last week, and I'm outing Abby because she went on the camping trip with Leif and Kian.
Yeah.
And this is her quote from it. She's like, I had so much fun, but it was 80% talking about camping and camping supplies, 10% talking about what supplies we need to get for the next time we come camping, and then 10% actually camping and enjoying
ourselves. Believe it 1,000,000%.
It's like we were like off-roading and it was just
like talking about the thing
and talking about what they need to get for the car to off-road better, and then like when they're camping they're talking about the supplies that they need to camp and like the supplies that they have that they're using.
No, it's like, going too far. It that really is
that is so classic. I was LOLing when she said that because I'm like, I could picture it now. They totally love it's like that's what's fun to them though, but to us it's like, no, we come camping. I don't even want to remember I'm camping. I just want to be in nature, okay?
Yeah, I'm down to be in nature. I can't want this camping talk. I just, you know, I support the passion for sure. But am I going to join? I don't know about that one. Maybe
let them perfect it
first.
Yeah,
that's true.
Because
the thing is that they're going tomorrow again.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Not Abby, I don't think. Yeah. But the boys are going tomorrow. And this is my issue, is that it becomes a fixation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's...
Unsatiable.
It's insatiable. They are hungry. They are thirsty for camp. Nothing will satiate them. I'm just like... When I have... We've talked about this a million times. Like the same thing with golf. Men and golf. When I get interested in something... I'm not like ravenous for it where I can't go a day without talking about it and doing it. I'm like, great. I have this new hobby. Like me actually makes everything my personality trait. I am such a hypocrite. Makes every single thing. I'm like in my reading era.
No, the thing is, I was so agreeing with you. I was like, yeah, duh. And then as you said that, I'm like, we will literally title a podcast episode about one thing we did last week. And talk about it for 3 hours.
That's true. I'm humbled. But I'm just saying, my hobbies, though, hobbies, okay? It's like, I don't live, die, and breathe by, like, going to Pilates. It's like, that's fun. That's a fun part of my life. I love it. I'm passionate. But it's like, you're not going to catch me talking about it 24/7.
You know, if guys go to Pilates, it's the same thing. 90% of the class would be them talking about Pilates. Like, we don't go to Pilates and talk about Pilates. It's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Like, just enjoy the activity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, we'll get done, even with pickleball, it's like, we'll get done with a game or something, and then the guys are, like,
talking about the paddles,
how they get a better paddle, like, what they can do. But it's just like, oh, can we just enjoy ourselves and not always worry about what needs to be improved upon?
So true. You guys, we have gotten a lot of people, including our families, including our friends, hooked on Just Thrive's probiotic. They also have a supplement called Just Calm. We had one of the founders on, Tina, on the podcast, and you guys loved that episode so much. We are obsessed with her. She is everything. And she taught us so much about gut health, and this is her company. So Just Thrive's breakthrough probiotic formula is clinically proven to balance your gut. This is huge because as much as 90% of Americans have an overgrowth of bad bacteria in their gut. And studies show that an unhealthy gut can lead to an increase in stress hormones. Not only will Just Thrive Probiotic help you stay ahead of things like gas, bloat, and constipation, when your gut is balanced and healthy, you will be able to handle stress very well. So they also have this mood support supplement called Just Calm. And there's a lot of talk about it recently. A lot of the wellness girlies are absolutely loving it. It has a ton of benefits to it.
So the Just Calm helps you soothe everyday stress. So, you know, when you're sitting in rush hour traffic and you are becoming extremely irritable, been there. It encourages a steady and balanced mood. It improves alertness and focus and even helps you get better sleep, which helps you wake up the next day feeling rested and ready to take on the day. Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm are transforming the way that we manage our modern social media filled stressful world. I just got my mom hooked on it as well. I was on a FaceTime with her and she came up and showed me. She's like, look what I got. I've been taking it for a week and she loves it. The best part is that you can test drive Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm risk-free with Just Thrive's lifetime money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Right now, when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code WHATWESAID, you can get 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm. That's like getting a month for free. So use the promo code WHATWESAID for 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com. Go check it out. I was just in Utah and I went running with my sisters-in-law and we were all decked out in our Lululemon running gear, okay? We were talking about how good it is and how we've tried everything else and they just work so well for running, especially their Hottie Hot shorts, okay? That's what I packed for all of the runs that we did in Utah and it was so fun. And they are just the best, most flexible, lightweight fabric. They're designed to wick away sweat before you even, you know, notice that you're sweating. They also have these little pockets if you need to put your house key in there or your credit card or whatever you need. They are the best shorts. I cannot say it enough.
I feel like all of Lululemon's stuff is flattering. If I had to pick one word, flattering and extremely comfortable. But I just feel always very confident when I'm wearing pretty much anything Lululemon. I also love their Wonder Train shorts. They're super supportive, stretchy. They also have that sweat wicking, quick drying fabric. And they're just insanely comfortable. Leif and Nick both love the Pacebreaker shorts. This summer is the summer of the Lululemon shorts, baby. So if you guys are interested, the Pacebreaker shorts have ultra lightweight fabric, means you can train, move, and stretch how you want without the baggage. Leif has been in his workout era. He's been running. He's been doing workouts and he loves his new Lululemon stuff. We went shopping together and we both got some shorts. So if you guys want to get some Lululemon shorts, you can go to lululemon.com. Get into Lululemon shorts at lululemon.com.
What are some things I can do instead of being on my phone?
You came to the wrong place.
We're doomed. What are some things I could do instead of being on my phone?
I can't think of a single one.
I'm trying to get over my phone addiction, but I get bored so quickly or grab my phone and start scrolling without even thinking about it. The thing is, like, this is such a funny question, but it's so valid.
No,
like,
I need to be checked into a facility. I've been thinking a lot about this recently. Like, I've been doing only 5 to 6 minute meditations.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're hard.
Because it's literally all I can do. Like, I'm like, okay, I have to start small. Because when I was on that trip in Hawaii and I had my, you know, breakthroughs.
It's different, yeah.
It was different. But we were doing 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Like, it was 20 minutes. One was 18. One was 17 or something like that. So when I got home, yeah, I'm like, okay, let me start slow. Because I've been doing them on the Allo Moves app, like this with the same instructor. But I really like her. So, but I've just been doing the 5 or 6 minute ones because I cannot bear to like push on even the 9 minute. I'm like, I can't be still that long. Yeah. Like, it's so bad.
They say it's better though to do it every day for 2 minutes than just once a week for 20 minutes.
Yeah. It's good to build the habit.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. I am trying to leave my house more. If you follow my TikTok, you know. And I don't know who I'm speaking to. So maybe you're already out and about a lot, but being out of my house gets me off my phone a lot more. I feel like when I'm at home, it's a lot easier to just be scrolling or be working on my phone, my computer, just being on technology. And when I just like have plans and I'm out and about and I have errands to run and I have things to do, it really does. I mean, if nothing else, it's a distraction. Like, it's, yeah. I don't have time to be on my phone all the time. I'm trying to think of some unique things that you could do other than being on your phone.
There's a million things you can do, but the problem is, are you going to do them? You have to pick one and you have to dedicate to be like, okay, when you notice you're on your phone, literally just get up and start doing this other thing. So whether that's like reading a book or going on a walk or getting up and prepping food. I've been doing that recently. This is like so not who I am deep down, but I'm glad. I've been like, when I have free time, I'll try to prep meals. Like, I'll go cut up potatoes and like put them in a bag for like to cook them for later. And I'm like, wow, who am I? I'm such a what's it called? Homesteader?
A housewife? Just a,
yeah. You know what I mean? But it's something to do, and it's something to get your hands busy. Mm-hmm. Do something that keeps your hands busy, because that's really the key to it. It doesn't matter even if it's even productive. Go and like refold your freaking gym clothes or something.
Here's the thing. There's a million things. You know what? I was going to answer this on my Q&A, and I wrote down a list, and then I forgot to answer it now that I'm remembering. Let me see if I still have it. Oh, yep, I do. So someone was asking about being bored. Like, mm-hmm. what if I do if I'm bored? And I was saying, okay, have I been bored before? Yes, obviously. But I feel like there are just, I'm kind of more of the thought process, like there's never enough time in the day to do all the things that you could possibly do. So being bored to me is not much of a thing. Like and it's good to be bored in the sense sometimes of like, oh, you don't have plans, or like you can chill. That's fine. But if you're genuinely finding yourself bored a lot, I have a list for you of things you can do. And I just thought of this when she said she doesn't want to be on her phone. Go through your junk drawers, organize your makeup or your skincare, meal prep, listen to a new podcast you've been wanting to listen to, go on a walk, run errands that you've been meaning to run. Do that one thing that you've been putting off for like weeks. And it's not even going to take you that long, but just go and do it. Like do a return or whatever you need to do. Pin inspo for things on Pinterest. Maybe that's on your phone, but you can do it on your computer. Do a closet purge. Watch one of your favorite movies or a new movie you've been wanting to watch. Work out. Call a friend or a family member and catch up with them. That's on your phone, but it's connecting with someone.
Yeah.
Clean your house, clean your bathroom, clean, you know, some area of your house that you've been meaning to. Do laundry, rearrange your furniture, try a new makeup look, research a topic you're interested in, read a book, or go on a drive.
Love that. That's a great list.
I forgot I had that list. I just made it when I was on the road trip.
I don't know if there is where I heard this or if my dad was telling me maybe about it, but he was saying, I think it was my dad. I think he was saying something about how important it is to do things with our hands, to like create things daily and like feel productive with our hands. And I was thinking about that. And I'm like, I feel like that is why both of us even just crave cooking or things like that. Because when you are on your phone or your job is at a computer all day and you're typing and you're in this virtual world, you do crave your body being able to create something, you know, whether it is like an arts and crafts or something. That's why the older you get, the less you do arts and crafts, the more it becomes fun. Like, I want to go paint or I want to go do something, you know. And I think cooking is a great way to do that. Easy. It's like you have to do it anyways. But you can do other little crafty things that make you feel that, you know, productive way of creating, I guess.
Okay. Hi, besties. I love you both so much. Here's the situation I need advice on. I think I have a crush on my husband's best friend.
Oh, not this.
The thing is, I know it's completely physical. When I remind myself about his personality and annoying things he does, I get the ick. But still, when we're around him, I can feel this sense of attraction that I cannot help. I know it's so stupid and it's purely a physical crush, but it annoys me that I feel this way because I do not want to. And it's also my husband's best friend, so what the F? Any advice appreciated?
Yikes!
I'm terrified. Oh, no, 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 not the husband's BFF. Girly.
What do you do? I mean, you
just like act on it.
Yeah, like you just got to kiss him. See if the spark is there. I wonder how long this is.
You have got to create more scenarios in your head of him giving you the ick.
1,000%. I was like, what do? Just not see them anymore?
You need to picture him doing ungodly things.
You do. You need to picture him trying to play with NBA players basketball, like on the court with them in their jerseys and him in a jersey as well.
You need to put him in embarrassing situations.
She's like, he's literally 6'7" and the best athlete I know. Makes her fall in love with him more. You need to picture him. What are some good ones that we haven't said before?
Wow.
I'm trying to be creative. I can't think of a thing. You need to picture him getting his clothes out of the dryer and not folding them and just shoving the clothes in the drawers and them not fitting. Right, you know, he tries to close the drawer and the clothes are kind of like out and he keeps trying to like shove it back in and shut. things like that. That just, you know, little things where that would be your reality if you were with him. And
the thing is, she knows it, though. She knows it's purely physical.
True.
So how do we just make him ugly? Like, we need to, he needs to become ugly in her eyes.
I don't know. Just gaslight yourself or something?
Yeah.
Tell yourself you don't think he's cute?
You just, I'm not kidding. You need to, like, fixate on the parts of him that are unattractive to you. Mm-hmm. Like, anything about
find
his,
something.
Find something and fixate on it to no end, and he will become ugly. Yeah. Like, if there's one thing about girls, we can get the ick quickly, and it can change everything. You can go from thinking someone is so hot, you see one photo, one thing of them, and you're like, oh, I literally now think you are repulsive.
Yeah.
So you got to fixate on something about his personality that you do not like.
I bet you haven't seen his toes yet. I bet you haven't seen him in flip-flops. That'll do it.
Get him a pair of flip-flops for Christmas. Get him something ugly.
Yeah, you need to see his toes immediately. Or maybe his, like...
He just has the nicest feet.
Like, yeah. The most handsome, like, clean toenails. Perfect toes. It's like, great. Falls in love with him more.
You need to move away.
You need to start a new life. Leave your husband and start a new life.
Literally need to flee the country.
But also just maybe accept that it's just a physical attraction and that's and it, okay.
That's what, like, I was going to say.
Honestly, actually, the more you think about it.
Yeah, I'm bandwagoning immediately. I'm like, that's actually what I thought too.
You just need to not make yourself feel bad for it, because I feel like the more you're like, I shouldn't have this crush, the more you're going to be, like, weird about it.
No, that's what I really truly was going to say. It's not that deep. Like, maybe just it's not that deep. It's like, okay.
He's a handsome guy.
He's a handsome guy. You think he's hot. Cool. Like,
he's your husband's best friend. So what?
So what? Happens to be the worst person imaginable that this could be the case for.
If your husband ever found out, he might leave you. But so what?
So what? It's fine. It really doesn't have to be that deep, though. Unless you're genuinely like, I'm scared I'm going to freaking, like, have an affair. But it's like, if it's just like, oh, I think he's a handsome guy, so be it.
Yeah, so be
you're it. You're human.
You're only human. What's the best way to confront your parents about the way they talk about your kid? It feels so weird to get on to them about something when they are my parents. But at the same time, I don't want my little girl growing up hearing so much emphasis on a negative talk about physical appearance. That is good. I have no clue. I feel like it's so different with every dynamic. Because if that was my mom, I literally would be like, stop that immediately. Like, we're not trying to have him say that. Like, we don't want him to, don't tell that about my child. But if you don't have that kind of, like, direct relationship, or if they're maybe your in-laws, it's, like, harder.
Eesh.
I don't know. Like,
maybe...
Even though when you do have kids, you do feel more like, I will do anything to protect them. Your people-pleasing tendencies do not leave the premises
they
immediately.
Don't leave the chat.
Yeah.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I may be very wrong. Maybe if it's like the grandparents and they're around, what, every so often. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know if they're literally raising, you know, around your kid 24/7. But it's like they're around your kid every so often and they make a comment like, is it really going to stick with your kid and last? Like, they're not the ones raising your kid.
That's true. But there have been things that my grandparents have said to me that I remember to this day. So,
like what?
One of my grandparents has said stuff about my nose. Like, oh, she finally grew into her nose. And I remember when I was like 7, I was like, what the freak does that mean? And then becoming aware that I had a big nose for my age.
Goodbye.
But that even is, then, it's like, that's maybe who I am. So maybe it's good for them to have a little, you know, adversary.
I was going to say, it's also like, if they're going to make that type of comment, they're going to make that type of comment and you're going to have to correct. So the damage is already done at that point.
That's kind of
like,
true.
Like, your mom could have said to whoever said that, like, hey, we don't want, I just heard you say that. We don't want her to be thinking whatever. But, well, it's already been said.
Yeah, that's true.
So you could correct them moving forward.
So they don't ever say it again.
It's like, you also can't, again, I'm not a parent, I understand that, but it's like, you also can't go around making sure that every single person like treats your kid exactly perfectly and like they don't teach him any bad habits. It's like he's in the world.
Yeah.
She's in the world. That's inevitable. I get it if they're around your kid 24/7, literally an almond bomb, like shaming your kid. You could be like, hey, we don't really want to be, you know.
Yeah. No, I agree 100%. I feel like if you're trying to teach them about confidence and about how, you know, what their worth is, you're setting them up for success and they're bound to come across somebody who says something mean about them or people who are trying to bring them down or people who do things mean to them or reject them or whatever. It's like, you're bound to that. You just have to set them up with the base, the foundation. And even if you hear maybe them say, or they come back to you like, mom, grandpa said this to me or grandma said this to me, you can be like, that's not really important, honestly. Like, some people do put, but you can explain to them.
Totally.
But honestly, if you want to go about it the way that most people do, if you don't want to be 100% healthy, you can be kind of passive about it. And you can say, like, if they say something to the kid. My personal favorite thing is, like, when I saw a TikTok about this, it's like when people passively say things through their child to the person around them. It's like, I always do this to Abby, like, in a joking way where I'll be like, okay, if the grandma says something, like, to your daughter, we don't want to eat too many of those because we don't want to get too fat or something like that. I don't know. I doubt she would say that. But
we don't want to gain weight.
Yeah, we don't want to gain weight. That's not for girls. Something like that. Then you say, tell grandma it doesn't matter because, but you know what I'm saying.
Like, right,
you
right,
talk
right.
through the kid.
Yes.
And it's a little easier. It's almost like using it an English accent when you're trying to say, like, ask for a favor or something. It's like just easing it a little bit. But it's a little bit more passive. It's not as direct, which is not always great, but.
Please, my grandpa literally told Leif, he's like, oh, what did he say? Maybe I've shared this on the podcast before, but he said something to the effect of like, you sure don't talk enough, do you? Like, you sure don't say enough, do you? Because Leif's just like super quiet, especially when we were first married. I feel like he was even more quiet or like reserved a little bit more. And Leif literally was like, I think you guys talk too much. Big slay. My grandpa literally was speechless.
I am dead at that. That's such a good comeback. Yeah, you just, you know, you got to work with what you have. Because I hate giving advice on here of like, just be honest with them. It's like,
no,
obviously that's the right answer.
Also,
and honestly, if you're taking our advice 100% seriously, please stop immediately. Because
we are literally all bark and no bite, by the way. Please, where I was like, you need to have a sit-down conversation. I literally run in the opposite direction of any conflict. I'm like, I don't know. I don't care.
I'm screaming.
I know. We should actually start disclaiming at the beginning of our episodes. I've been listening to, like, I listened to Tyson's advice episode, and he was saying, like, I don't know your situation. I'm just giving something to that effect. Like,
we definitely like,
need
to have disclaimers.
Take what I'm saying with a grain of salt. And then I was listening to Peyton Sarton's, one of her advice episodes, and she was like, I don't know you guys personally, and, like, what I'm saying is just based off my own experience and just, it's not that deep. I'm just telling you like what I think based off what you said. And I'm like, we need to be saying that because please 1,000%. Don't take what we say too literally.
We need to just record a disclaimer and put it at the beginning of all of our advice columns.
Yeah. Warning.
Warning.
Two buffoons speaking. Please do not take what we say to heart.
This is for entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to take something, it's of your own accord.
Yes. Well, that was it.
Yeah, that was all of them.
Thanks for always writing in, guys. You're the reason that our episodes are great. And we were talking, we want to do some more story episodes.
Yes. If you guys have good ideas for different stories, send them in. Because sometimes there are like little niche topics that we maybe even think maybe people wouldn't want to hear about that. But then when a couple of you say it, we're like, oh, you guys would be interested in that. Let's talk about it.
A question box on our story maybe when this episode comes out and ask for.
Yeah.
Specific ones, you guys. If there's any requests, we would love to do them. Thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you have an amazing weekend. If you are feeling just super nice and generous today, we would absolutely love if you gave us a rating or review on either the Apple Podcast app or the Spotify app. Specifically on Spotify, it's incredibly easy. It's really easy on both, but you can literally just click a button. And we really appreciate it. It helps out the podcast a ton. You can follow our Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast. We got some summer merch coming soon. We've been working on it for a while. Can't wait for you guys to see it. We love you guys so, so much. And That's what we said.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.